seated. He raised me up. That's our Heavenly Father. He raises up to sit upon His shoulders, huh? I played that song a couple days ago for an hour. I was so inspired by that song. It just, and I would listen to different artists sing it. I really love Sal Rico's version. Well, you know, I could say amen, and I think you would be blessed already at this fellowship. You know, the manifestations of Holy Spirit. You just can't script these kind of fellowships. And for God to say what He said and knowing what I'm going to share with you is, I'm very humbled. How loving He is, how caring He is, and how He communicates to us. Okay, let's get into the sharing here. I've got some keys. I bet a lot of you have keys, don't you? But what do you do with these keys? You open up things. You unlock stuff. You can drive a car with it. This is a funny looking key. I guess that's why they call it a fob. But these keys, you know, they allow me to open up different things. This is for the mailbox. Nobody can get my mail unless they have the key to get in there. I've got my house key here. This little silver key, I'm not going to tell you what this does, where this gives me access to. But keys open up some wonderful things for us, don't they? They can. And I think about some of the movies you look at, where the hero, what is Indiana Jones? Let's take Indiana Jones, okay? He got to find the key to open up this treasure, this thing that has been lost for years and years, but he's got the key. And now he goes through all these life-changing adventures. You know, he puts his life on the line to get to that place where he can unlock this great treasure, the great riches that he is after. You and I are a treasure. God has made you to be a treasure beyond anything you could ever think or come up with in your own mind. You have Christ in you, the hope of glory. Can you think of anything greater to have in your possession? I could get my wallet, and if I can have $1 billion in there, that doesn't come close to who I am in Christ. Unbelievable, isn't it? But we can believe it. God has called us to believe who we are. We are His treasure. We have all that He wants us to be. He paid a dear price for it, didn't He? Through His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My goodness. Amazing. You know, when you go buy a car, you go to the car lot. Of course, I'm old-fashioned now, right? You don't go to car lots anymore, right? You go to CarMax or some place where they have a tower of cars stacked up or whatever. I don't know. And or go online, right? Pick your car, they'll bring it to you. Well, in the old days, you go to the car lot, and they would show you different cars. And you got your streamlined cars that are very vanilla, pretty simple. But then you get the cars that are loaded. They've got every feature, everything you could ever imagine that you would ever need, and a lot more. I think about that spiritually for us. We are loaded. Just fantastic what we have. And I think about this. What is the key that will unlock our ability to manifest, to live all that we are in Christ? What is the key that will allow us to do this. This is what I want to share with you. You know, in 1 Corinthians 5:21, it says, and I'm just going to quote a couple of verses here to you. If you're real quick and get them in your Bible, go ahead. In this great verse, we are made the righteousness of who? God in Him. God gives us His righteousness. Colossians 1:27 says, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 2:10 says, you are complete in Him. The Aramaic language really elucidates this verse. I don't know if that's the right word, elucidate, but it has an emphasis of you are completely, absolutely, completely complete in Him. You don't need any more. So how can we unlock this? What is the key that will unload, that we can unload this great treasure of spiritual goodies that are in us? What is that secret? And that's what I want to share with you this morning. The secret is, well, let me say this. Fellowship is the secret. Fellowship is the secret. We're going to go to, well, actually, before we go to chapter 17 in John, if you want to go there, that's fine. But I want to read to you a few paragraphs from an article in this book. It's called The New Dynamic Church by Victor Paul Weirwo. And he did a wonderful sharing on fellowship is the secret. And of course, this is where I got my sharing from this morning. Okay, fellowship is the secret. The principal key in a successful Christian life is fellowship with the Heavenly Father. Christians manifest the more abundant life in direct proportion to the fellowship they have with Him. Sonship makes us righteous before God and starts us out in a perfect fellowship with our Father. But sustained fellowship depends upon the renewing of our minds according to His Word. All right? God's Word. A little later on, he says, fellowship with God as our Father is the secret to spiritual happiness and power in our day-by-day walk on earth. Can you buy that? Fellowship. Fellowship with our Father. That's the secret. That's the secret to our day-to-day walk. Fellowship with God by way of the renewed mind is the key to power. It is the only way to manifest the more abundant life or to manifest that we are more than conquerors. Fellowship with Him. We've got it. He unloaded on us great spiritual realities. Now we want to live it, right? We want to have it manifest day in and day out in our life. And fellowship with Him is a secret. You know, really, I see this fellowship expanded in four phases. So I'm going to give you four things here. On different fellowships. Fellowship with the Heavenly Father. Okay, number one, most important. Fellowship with His Word. The Bible, the Scriptures, God's Word. Fellowshipping with Him. Colossians 3:16 says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all something. I got to get my glasses on it. In all wisdom, all right? In all wisdom. Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is quick and powerful. Quick as means alive and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Huh? That's God's word. I would want a fellowship with that. And then fellowship with this gift of Holy Spirit. Every born-again believer has the same gift of Holy Spirit. They're loaded. We are loaded. Nobody gets the scaled-down model of Holy Spirit. One size fits all. You get it all. So why not walk in the Spirit, the Comforter, right? And then fellowship one with another. God has designed us to live in this earth, not to be alone, but to be with the family of God, the one body of Christ. So if we can just master these four fellowships, your life will just explode with great abundance of satisfaction, fulfillment, purpose, and power. Man, oh man. Well, I think the one area in the scriptures that we could go to see this living, an example of these fellowships, is in John chapter 17. So let's go to John chapter 17. Actually, there's a few scriptures before that I want to point out to you. So actually 15:26. 15:26, if you want to go there. This Jesus Christ at this point is talking with his disciples, and it's right before he's going to give himself over to be crucified. Take him, he would go through his trials with Pilate, and that he would be crucified. So this was an important time, right? So he says here, one of the things he says, 15:26, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." The Spirit of God you have, it testifies of the Christ within. He's telling them, hey, I'm out of here, but you're going to get something. And if I don't go, you're not going to get this great Comforter, this gift of Holy Spirit. Chapter 16, verse 7. "Nevertheless, I tell you a truth. It is expedient for you that I go away." I mean, can you imagine? Can you see I'm sure their jaws are dropping here. You're leaving? Don't leave. We've had such a great time with you here. Signs, wonders, and miracles. You've done such great work. Don't go. And he says, if I don't go, this Comforter is not going to come. And he's telling them they're going to have something even greater. They're going to have Christ in them, the hope of glory. Now, that was a mystery that was revealed a little bit later, but he's telling them some great things about the Comforter. "But if I depart, I will send him unto you." Verse 13, howbeit, I'm King James here, by the way. You can figure that out by the language here. "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear from God, he shall speak, and he will show you all things to come." So this gift of Holy Spirit, big deal, right? If this is what's available from the Holy Spirit to help us learn the all truth, we want to fellowship with that. We want to use that Spirit. So let's go to chapter 17. To me, this chapter 17 in John is the most dramatic, heart-throbbing conversation between two people that I've ever seen. It's Jesus Christ talking to his Father. And he's talking to his Father knowing that he's going to put his life on the line, that he's going to be crucified. And he just opens his heart to his Father. Let's see what he says. "These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father." You know, he didn't call him God or the one, or called him Father. That's the relationship that Jesus had. His Father. The hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee. The eternal life is knowing God, and thee and the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work. You know, he's talking to his Father. I'm done with the work you sent me to, which thou gavest me to do. Well, let's jump down. I encourage you to read this whole section here, but I'm going to jump down to verse 12. Please join me there. While I was with him in the world, and he's talking about the disciples, the folks that he worked with. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Who is that?
Judas.
Judas, right. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. What great expectations. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Hey, in your Christian walk, if you're not having some people kind of look down upon you, be negative against you, I sometimes think, I wonder if I'm really living the Christian life. Am I witnessing the love of God? Am I sharing the scriptures with people so that they can have an opportunity? Some people don't want it. And they're going to let you know they don't want it. They'll say, shut up. But are we going to shut up? No. We're going to stand for him. We're going to speak up, not shut up. We're going to speak up for him. And man, oh man, look at the heart. Jesus is talking about his disciples, the ones he's loved and he's worked with. And he says, your word has made all the difference in the world. Verse 15, I pray that thou shouldest take them, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is what? Truth. Sanctify is set apart. Set apart special. It's the word of God that makes the difference. That's why we need to get our head into the book. The scriptures. Fellowship with God's word. Because it's the truth. It's the truth. Like Daryl said, it's the truth. Verse 18, and thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world, and for their sakes I sanctified myself, that they also might be sanctified, set apart through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, not only do I pray for these disciples that I've been working with, but for them also which shall in the future believe on me through their word. Wow, their word. That's you and me. Jesus Christ was praying for every believer that would believe the word of God and get born again of his spirit. Wow. Isn't that phenomenal? This conversation is just amazing. That they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. That they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Boy, we're one in purpose, right? We're together. We have the same heart, the same desires, the same reason. And we are one in the Father. We are one in Christ. That's why we have the one body of Christ. Man, oh man, oh man. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. God and Jesus Christ were like that. They're on the same line, right? Same purpose. In them, I in them, and thou in me. He keeps going on. I in them, Christ in us, and thou in me, God in Christ in us. That's how I see it. That they may be made perfect in one. We are of perfection. Oh, boy. We are of perfection. Made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me as thou hast loved me. Sent me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Yes. Wow. I just stand in awe of how God communicates these great truths to us. It's just amazing, isn't it? So, what have we learned this morning? Fellowship is a secret, right? Hanging out with God. I tell you, for me, when I get up in the morning, the first thing I try to do is I become cognizant that I'm not asleep and got one eye open and the other one's working hard not to open. I speak in tongues. I start speaking in tongues. Why do I speak in tongues? Because I want to get this spirit going right away. I'm operating the manifestation of speaking in tongues from the spirit. Talking to God. When you speak in tongues, you don't speak unto men, but you speak unto God, right? So what a great way to fellowship with God. And then, you know, I finally get the other eye open and find a Bible somewhere, open the scriptures and read the word of truth. Isn't that neat? Yeah. So, my New Year's resolution is to fellowship more with my Father, with His Word, with this gift of Holy Spirit, and with you beautiful believers. Okay? So, Father, thank you for loving us and giving us so much. Wow, we just stand in awe of the fullness of who we are in Christ. We thank you that we can now utilize this, that it's not just some thinking a Bible or label, but it's a real living reality that we can manifest each and every day. So I'm thankful we can fellowship with you and have your wonderful word, have this great gift of Holy Spirit and the body of Christ. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay.
Amen. Wow. You know something, guys? It's amazing that